you move forward. That's the subtitle of our message today. Church, how? How are we going to move forward? Over the last several months, God has warned us and has given us some instructions. He's warned us individually and collectively. He has given us instructions individually and collectively. How are we going to move forward? How are we going to respond to what God has said? Because we are accountable for it. Church, let's get right to our points for this morning. Our points are three questions. So the first point or the first question is this: who are you going to be? Who are you going to be? See, we learn that the church is founded upon Jesus Christ, that everything we do must be shaped by the reality of who Jesus is. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, anointed by God, God himself, sent by the Father to address our pitiful condition. Jesus saves and he restores. That's what we learn. So the question is, who am I going to be? In fact, I could ask the question this way: who am I right now? Am I born again? Do I believe that Jesus is the Christ? Do I believe that he is the Son of the living God? Or am I sitting in church or participating in church, being carried away by some strange doctrine concerning Jesus? Have I confessed him as Lord? Have I repented from my sins? Am I determined to follow him with my life? Has he transformed me and restored me? Here's a question for us. Is my life being shaped by the reality of who Jesus is? Because that's what the church does. Founded upon Jesus. What is shaping my life? Is it the reality that Jesus is Lord? Does that shape what I do, where I go, what I say, what I think? Am I a Christian? Or am I a person with his name or her name on the roll? See, am I a pretender or am I the real deal? Church, because pretenders don't get into heaven. Am I pretending or is my life what it ought to be? See, some of us right now, we are pretenders. We are not truly Christian, and we are about to be swept away. See, there is no visible sign. We can't see the flood. Sky is blue, sun is shining. But the flood, the destruction is coming in our life. And it is coming in our life because we are pretending. We have one foot in and one foot out. One foot in the church, another foot in the world. We dabble in the things of God and we are consumed by the things of the world. The question is, who am I right now? Am I a Christian? And if I am a Christian, what kind of Christian am I going to be? I've heard the series. I've heard that I have a responsibility, that I have been engrafted into a body, that as an individual member, God has given me a place and a function in it. I have been told and taught that I have a personal responsibility to do my part for the good of the whole. Then what am I going to do? What then is my share? What then is my place? Am I going to do my part or am I going to keep withholding my gifts? See, the church, the body of Christ, is full of selfish Christians. That's why the church can't grow. Because we are withholding our gifts. And church, I have learned over the years that when we withhold our gifts, that's when we get real spiritual. When somebody asks us to do something, when somebody says, you're needed, brother, you are needed, sister, our response is, well, I have to pray over that. And nobody ever hears from us again because we are not praying. We are just simply withholding. So the question is, what kind of Christian am I going to be? Am I going to continue to be a selfish Christian, sitting in the church, not giving my share? And because of that, I'm not growing and my church is not growing. Who are you going to be? Church, how long are we going to stay stuck? We are just stuck. How long are we going to try to make life work doing things our way? Picking and choosing what we are going to follow in the Word of God. Picking and choosing what we're going to listen to from our authority. We are just doing things our way. Some of us right now are at an impasse. We are not going to make progress in our life. And we are not going to make progress in our life because we will not obey. Say, Pastor, I just feel stuck. I just can't seem to get past where I am. I need to ask myself, when am I going to do something with what God has said to me? See, when I do something with what God has said, I won't feel stuck anymore. Church, we are at an impasse. God has spoken to us, and God has not forgotten his instructions, and he will not relax them. Even if we pretend like God never spoke, we can't get around them. Can't get around God's instructions for your life. What he told you about your life has not changed. What he told you to do about your attitude has not changed. What he told you to do about your environment has not changed. What he told you to do about your associations has not changed. What he told you to do concerning your family, it has not changed. What he told you to do concerning your children, those instructions have not changed. What God told you to do for your church, it has not changed. Those instructions have not changed. God has spoken. He is clear. We just haven't obeyed. And now we are struggling more than ever before. Our struggle gets worse and worse day by day. Church, how long are we going to do things our way? As long as we do what's right in our own eyes, nothing will change. Nothing is going to change for your family. Nothing is going to change for your for your home, for your children, for your community, for your church, for your environment. Nothing will change. First question was, who are you going to be? In light of all we have learned, who are you going to be? Then the second question is this: what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Church, we learn that we all have a place and a part to play in the body of Christ, that God has given us all a role, a function. But yet in this series, we also learn five things that every Christian must do. What are those five things? What must a Christian do? We learn that a Christian must make Jesus clear and visible. That a Christian must make Jesus clear and visible. That's our primary activity, a work that is first in order and importance. We learned that meant we must shift our focus from inferior works, sanctify ourselves, separate ourselves from the world so we can be used by God. We must submit to the standard, stop behaving badly, remove the cloud of unrighteousness from our life. We learn that every Christian must make Jesus clear and visible. We also learn that every Christian must uphold the truth. Every Christian must uphold the truth, that we are to be the pillar and ground of truth in a world that is led away by error, because God alone has determined man's truth. We must uphold it. So we learn that we must know the truth, have a clear and certain understanding of it. We must defend it, that is, stand up for the truth. Can't compromise, can't concede, and we must have courage. We learn we must live the truth through the power of the Holy Spirit. What must a Christian do? We learn that we must make Jesus clear and visible. We must uphold the truth. We learn, church, that we must manifest biblical love. That's what all of us must do. Biblical love is our character. It is our character. It is the highest quality of love. It is intentional, self-directed action in which we choose to do good to others without limitation and with no expectation of anything in return. We learn what biblical love is, and we learn that the church loves God. The church loves God by keeping his commandments. The church loves his brother by laying his life down for him. And the church loves the lost by seeking their salvation. So we learn that we have to make Jesus clear and visible. We learn that we must uphold the truth. We learn that we must manifest biblical love. And we learn that we have to make disciples of all men. That's what we must do. That is, we must pursue and go after those who do not know Jesus. We have to give chase. We have to pursue, then we must confront. Confront people with the whole truth. Then we must instruct them through the example of our life. What must a Christian do? We must make Jesus clear and visible. We must uphold the truth. We must manifest biblical love. We must make disciples of all men, and we must communicate the gospel. We must communicate the gospel. When we pursue, confront, and instruct, we must communicate one message. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Church, we learn what the gospel is, and we're reminded of what the gospel is in this series. That it is the life-changing news that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, became a man and became our Savior. That he saved us from our greatest enemies, sin, death, hell, and the grave. It is the good news that Jesus lived a perfect life. That he died on the cross for our sins. That he rose from the grave bodily. That he ascended into heaven. That he sits on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. That he is coming back again. That he's going to make us like himself, and that he's going to restore all things. That is the good news that we were reminded of. That's what we must communicate. All of these things are what we learn. So the question now is, am I going to be a doer of the work or just a hearer? Am I going to do these things? Do I love God enough to make the commitment? Do I love him enough to sacrifice some things and to change some things in my life so that I can carry out his design for the church? Do I love God enough to do these things? Do I love him enough to make the adjustment? See, we know that God loves us, and we love that God loves us. But do we love God? Am I willing to change? To do what I'm being asked to do? All of us have things that we must change. Some of us must reorder our priorities. We have learned about priorities for 2 years now, and some of us still will not admit that there are some things that we need to let go of. Some things that are in the way of us doing what God has called us to do. Some of us need to admit that we are spiritually lazy. We're just spiritually lazy. And now that we have a pandemic, oh, we're really lazy. We're sitting at home, no press. Sitting at home,